Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Chanda McFarland, the owner of Inflatable Party Magic. This leading party rental company specializes in offering a variety of fun rentals, including bounce houses, water slides, obstacle courses, and more, providing party rental equipment service to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And Chanda, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Thanks for coming out and spending a moment with us here today. So, Chanda, if you would, tell us about the journey of starting Inflatable Party Magic. I'm sure there's some interesting information on that. And what actually inspired you to get into the business of party rentals and specifically offering bounce houses and water slides in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? Let's start there.
Well, you know, it is a story. My kids were my inspiration. They were my driving force, and I just kind of took a leap of faith of them. I have four children. Four was a lot. I was a full-time working mom, had a very demanding job, and I found that the more demanding my job got, the more time I was spending away from my kids. But the one thing my husband always told me is you spend so much time planning parties for them. And I did. I went over the top on birthday parties and had four of them to do. We would even end up having people we didn't invite because the birthday parties were kind of cool. So he is the one who really talked me into leaving my job and doing that. And I was going to go to law school, of all things. I was going to do law school on the side, spend time with the kids, do this on the side. And we were, this was 22 years ago. So back in 22 years ago, there were not many companies like Inflatable Party Magic is today. There were a few small bounce house companies that all they did was bounce houses or maybe bounce houses and a slide, but not water slides. So they didn't offer much. So my husband talked me into doing it. We did it. And I thought, okay, I'll do this. I'll do the LSAT and go to law school. We'll do it all. So I planned to take the LSAT several times. Never got to do it because every time I was supposed to do it, Party Magic went through the roof. So we went crazy the first year with it and realized what it was going to be and realized that it was probably going to be my full-time career. And it did become my full-time career. I started with like one bounce house and one water slide. And here I am today with over 200. And I do much, much more than water slides and bounce houses.
Well, that is something else right there. And I'm sure you have inspired the listeners tuning in here today that fall into the same category. Tell me, what would you say sets Inflatable Party Magic apart from other party rental services in the region? And are there any unique offerings or services that you provide that you'd like to highlight here as well?
Yes, definitely. I think the main thing that probably sets us apart still to this day is that we are family owned and operated. Like I said, I've been doing it for 22 years. So now my children, who were once just my children and didn't really run the business, are part of the business. At least one of them still is. My husband, myself, and my son completely run this business, and we're still very hands on. We're involved in the day to day operations. We make sure that customer service is the first thing. It's our first priority. I think that probably sets us apart because most of the other companies that have gotten larger, the owners have kind of stepped away. They have managers. They let people run them. That's not ever the way we want to be. We want to stay hands-on. We want to stay frontline in our business because it's all about fun, safety, and the kids. We want to keep it there. I think that's one thing that set us apart. I think the other thing that set us apart is the type of products that we offer. We focus on not only quality products, but different. We want to stay with things that are different. So every year we add to our company and we try to add things that are different, things that other companies don't have, not just inflatable wise, but we also have started adding like rock climbing walls. We have started adding mechanical bulls, Euro bungee trampolines, trackless trains, you know, mini golf that comes to you, all kinds of different services that other companies don't offer. We look for the different, we look for the fun. Like this year we added a new rock climbing wall called the face-to-face rock climbing wall, which is a little different because people actually come face to face with only a glass wall separating them. And so they can see each other's expressions. They can see everything as they're trying to climb and beat each other to the top. So that's been a pretty cool one. And then we also added a new mechanical bull a lot of people have mechanical bulls, so we wanted something different. We found one that is a competition mechanical bull. It's called the write-off bull. So you've actually got two bulls in one arena. They're controlled by one operator. So they're getting the exact same ride at the same time. They start at the same time. Their bull bucks and spins at the same time, doing everything at the same time. So it is a true competition. We've added that too, which is kind of taking things to the next level.
Well, I got to tell you, it's quite creative, number one, and also all the offerings that you have available there certainly makes you unique and separates you from the rest of the crowd for sure. Now, safety is a major concern for parents and organizers when it comes to inflatable rentals. Tell me, how does Inflatable Party Magic ensure the safety and well-being of its customers, especially the younger ones?
Safety is a really good point. And Texas, we were in Texas. So Texas really started focusing on safety and safety-centered inflatables and rides about 13, 14 years ago. And they started regulations here in Texas to where you have to be inspected and you have to be insured in order to do inflatables. And our inspections, what a lot of people don't understand is that our inspections are, they come out and they send an inspector to us annually that sets up every item that we own. And they go through them, they inspect them, make sure that they're meeting all the safety guidelines that they should meet, make sure they're up to par, send everything into the state. We're issued inspection stickers. Like I say, this came about 13 or 14 years ago, but not many operators still comply with that. There's a lot of smaller operators that are out there that people will find their cheaper rentals. They will find them, but they are not inspected and insured. They're kind of flying underneath the radar. We have done that since the first year Texas came out and said they were going to do it. We were a smaller company, but we stepped right up. That's something I always wanted my customers to know, is that we take safety seriously. We have the type of equipment that can pass these safety inspections, and we keep them to those standards. We go through our inflatables and all of our rentals. We go through them after every use. We not only clean them, but we go through and make sure that they are still functional and that everything is great. Our inflatables are all lead-free. They're going to be made by manufacturers that are here in the United States that use the type of manufacturing standards that the United States has set. They also carry product liability, manufacturer's product liability. I know a lot of people are buying the cheaper inflatables straight from China and not getting those manufacturer safeties and certifications. So that's something that we take very, very seriously, and especially for the small kids. You don't want them in something that's not safe, something they can easily fall out of, something that the company is not training their staff on how to set up. All of our staff are thoroughly trained. We not only go over guidelines with them, but before they're ever allowed to set up anything for us, they will go with one of our drivers for 3 to 4 weeks and be trained very thoroughly before we turn them loose on setting up. That way, when they show up to your house, you know that that bounce house that's going up for your toddler's birthday party is not only inspected and safe and clean, but the person who set it up knew what they were doing and they anchored it down appropriately so it wouldn't blow away. And they set it up to where it couldn't flip or tip with your child, and you can rest assured that it's ready for use.
Chanda, really good to have you on to talk to us today. We are speaking with Chanda McFarland, the owner of Inflatable Party Magic, providing party rentals equipment service to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you would, share a particularly memorable event or party where Inflatable Party Magic played a key role, and what made that event stand out for you and your team?
You know, there's probably two of those that I'm gonna talk about just a little bit. The first one, and it will always probably stick with me, was about year two into our business. So it was pretty early on. I'm from a very small town, and my business is based out of a very small town in Texas called Cleburne, Texas. Bad things just basically didn't happen here back then. But we had a sexual predator on the loose that was targeting young moms, and they were targeting them when nobody was home but the mom and the children. And that man was using the children to get the moms not to fight back. He would use the safety of those children so that the mom would not fight back and the mom would not try to go for help. It was something that was pretty big here and it was pretty huge because we had never had anything like that. This went on for about 4 or 5 months before they caught this man. When they finally caught this man, I remember a whole community came together and we had a community-wide celebration for it. And we provided the inflatables and the kids' entertainment. That'll always stand out there because I remember just the relief on not only the moms, but the kids, because it had gotten to a point that people didn't go places here by themselves, not young women and children anyway. And this event was nothing but kids and their parents, and everybody was out in the evening having a good time without any worry. So that one was one of the big ones that I'll always remember. I'll always remember the relief. It was just, it was pretty amazing being a part of that. The other one was coming out of COVID. I think COVID changed everything for a lot of people, and it changed every industry, not only the party and rental industry, but every industry. Our churches really faced some hardships, though, because if you'll remember, that is a time that churches couldn't even come together and have church. They were not allowed to because everybody was so scared. You know, nobody really knew what COVID was or what could happen, so we weren't allowed together. In Texas, we came out of COVID a little bit differently and a little bit earlier than other people, but I remember one of our first churches, and we've always had a huge church following that we've done. One of our first churches, a rather large church, decided to kind of step out of the box when they started realizing maybe COVID's not as bad as we thought, and let's have an outside event. We still won't have our congregation gather inside. We're not going to go there, but let's have an outside event. Let's try to get people back together because they've all been secluded. Nobody's had any togetherness. Let's get people back together and let's see what happens. Let's see if we have it, if they'll come. And I will never forget that event because I worked with that youth minister, and I remember thinking, I don't know how this is going to go. I was never so surprised in my life because we had so many people showed up. The majority of their congregation and their friends showed up for that big outdoor party. So that one was really good. And I'll always remember doing that.
Certainly understand 100% why you've not forgotten those and how those two stand out for clearly for the reasons mentioned. And also, I'm glad you mentioned the part about COVID. I was actually going to ask you about that. Really some great memorable moments there. Two events that you'll never forget for sure. Lastly, looking towards the future, do you have any new types of rentals or services in the pipeline? Also, how do you see the party rental industry evolving in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and beyond?
You know, the party rental industry has always been evolving. I don't think it'll ever stop. Like I say, when I started, it was mainly focused on inflatables and that type of entertainment. And it's expanded into more things than I ever thought possible. So I think it'll just continue to expand. I think the size of the events that we're going to see are going to be larger. I think the types of attractions are going to be becoming larger. And not only when I say larger, but I guess more fun, more thrilling. It's going to be more thrilling things to add in. We will expand with that. We actually go to a big trade show every year, and that's the first thing that we look for is what's new, what's on the horizon, what do we think people are going to be wanting to see, and we try to add those things. So we'll continue to do that. We try to add two or three new things every single year that are different and that are kind of extreme. So I think that's kind of where it's headed, is more of the extreme party rentals, and we intend on just getting bigger and bigger with that while still offering the things that made us who we are.
Chanda, once again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly a lot of takeaways shared here today without even trying to. First of all, the inspiration of starting the company and what sets you apart in the region. Safety as important is the number one importance for you and the company, and also your memorable events. Certainly some incredible information shared on today's broadcast. If listeners wanted to get more information on Inflatable Party Magic online, where's the best place to do so?
The best place is going to be our website. It's inflatablepartymagictx.com. And we have lots of resources on there. We have tons and tons of equipment. We would love to have you as a customer.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast as well for your convenience. Chanda, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Chanda McFarland, the owner of Inflatable Party Magic, a leading party rental company specializing in offering a variety of fun rentals, including bounce houses, water slides, obstacle courses, and more, providing party rental equipment service to the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And for all the details, simply visit inflatablepartymagictx.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.